For this story, we headed to Middle Tennessee Christian School, where there was a guest speaker named Frederick Nabarmai.
I'm from Rwanda.
He's from Rwanda. He had both hands cut off by rebel fighters when he was only 15 years old. He was then thrown in a ditch to die.
Over a million was killed.
How did you lose both hands? I mean, did they physically cut your hands off?
I was riding a bus. The rebels, they stopped the bus. They took everybody outside, tie our arms behind, and they said to me, you have to kill these people. I said, no, kill me first. So they killed everyone in front of my eyes. After that, they punished me, cutting both hands, and they left me there to die. So I survived.
So these rebels handed you a machete, and they said, you go kill everybody else in the bus, and you refused.
Yes, afraid even me, if I do that, they will kill me also. So I said, no, kill me first. They didn't kill me, they just killed everybody in front of my eyes. And after that, they cut my hands to show other people what they have done if you don't join them.
Now, you said you're going to talk about forgiveness, and part of your book is about forgiveness as well.
The most time I share with them how I forgive the people who have done bad things to me, I feel peaceful. It was the only way that I can live without having big pain in my heart.
Today, Frederick is a mentor. He leads a home for the disabled in Rwanda. Those who are disabled from things like he went through, and that is getting his hands cut off by rebel fighters in Rwanda. He'll be a guest speaker this Sunday at World Outreach Church at 6 p.m. You can hear Frederick talk in person at World Outreach Church. For WGNS News, I'm Scott Walker.